From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. It can be hard to focus on an empty stomach, which is why, starting this fall, the Boise School District will be offering free breakfast to its students. Now, this new initiative comes after the approval of a $2 million budget for the upcoming year. And as the program gets started, officials are hopeful that they will not only help feed students, but also decrease the stigma around free meals. So joining us today to talk more about this is Christy Smith, the Boise District's Food and Nutrition Services Supervisor. Christy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Gemma.
So Christy, why was it so important that the district provide free breakfast to its students?
Oh, the district, we're so excited. This breakfast program is a real significant step towards, ensuring the well-being of our kids. It really demonstrates a commitment that we have to fostering that inclusive and supportive educational environment that we want so that every kid feels like they belong and they have an opportunity to thrive.
Talk to us about the real benefits of starting the day with a meal. And I know that might sound like a silly question, but I do think for those of us who don't have to be concerned about whether we have breakfast in the morning, we might not give this a lot of thought.
Oh, I'm a registered dietitian. I could talk about feeding the benefits of feeding kids nutritious foods all day, Gemma. We know, studies show, that kids who eat a nutritious breakfast, they perform better academically. A healthy breakfast improves concentration, memory, problem-solving skills. Students who eat breakfast, they're more alert and attentive. That's just going to lead to a more effective learning environment for them. We know, interestingly enough, that like with free breakfast, we're hoping that that's going to improve school attendance and punctuality. And then when they're attending school, we know that they're going to benefit from what's going on in the classroom. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Christy, unsurprisingly, there have been comments online, and this isn't just, the Boise School District. This is any school district, any state that implements any type of free, breakfast or lunch program gets this backlash of things like, being said online that a school's job is to teach reading and writing and arithmetic. We're not there to feed your kids. We're not there to pay for breakfast. What is your response to feedback like that?
Sure. Kids are coming to school hungry for whatever reason. And our job is to educate kids. And like I mentioned at the start, this is showing that commitment to getting kids the best possible education we have to offer. And if it means feeding kids, irregardless of their income, irregardless of, where they happen to be in the moment, we're taking this barrier away from them and giving them the best chance.
Well, and what's interesting to me with that is that it's, at least in my house, my kids don't have my children don't have the credit card. My children don't have the checkbook. My children don't have the cash. My children don't do the grocery shopping, right? So my children aren't able to go feed themselves. That is something that is my responsibility as a parent. Yet we all know that there is a lot of food insecurity in our community. And Christy, can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I think there's a stigma that, these kids are hungry because their parents are lazy.
Right. Well, like you mentioned, kids don't even have the ability to get up in the morning and physically make their breakfast. They're running. Mornings can be hectic and crazy. So knowing that there's a free breakfast at school is going to really help parents get that day started. That's just one more thing off their plate, right? Mm-hmm. Not to mention alleviating some of that financial pressure on families. But back to the stigma of meals. School meals have that stigma that it's only for low-income kids. When you create a universal feeding situation where everybody eats, the stigma of eating school meals is reduced and eliminated. And then actually, we see an increase in participation at all income levels, including students who qualify for free or reduced price meals. So that tells you that the stigma is real when their peers, when our lowest income kids are no longer feeling judged for eating school meals, the whole community, school community is going to benefit from that.
So I know that during the pandemic, schools were able to offer free meals, and this was, I mean, through all districts, thanks to a federally funded relief program. I'm curious, though, what happened within your school district, within the Boise School District. What happened when that funding went away? What kind of impact did you see on your students?
Oh, well, that was the 21-22 school year where we had free meals for all. We could really focus on providing quality nutrition. Of course, we had supply chain problems, but we were feeding kids. When that benefit went away, it felt very abrupt. Our families were not prepared for what that meant, and we got plenty of phone calls in our office. Why can't I qualify? I don't make enough money, especially in Boise, where housing prices were high, food prices were high. Families were really struggling, but yet they were consistently being told they didn't qualify. You make too much money. It was heartbreaking. And kids were being told now, don't, there were announcements throughout schools, don't get in line. Meals are not free. They're not free anymore. And so, that stigma of eating school meals just came flooding back.
So, Christy, with this new program, I mean, I'm understanding that it's for any student, no matter what their income level is. But that doesn't mean that all kids have to go get breakfast in the morning. It is just available.
That's correct. We have breakfast available at all schools. Some schools it's offered before the bell. At our lowest income schools, it's offered after the bell, so that kid, they don't have we don't have to worry about feeding our lowest income kids. Only if the bus gets there on time or if they get to school on time. Lowest income schools eat after the bell, so we have opportunity at all schools.
So where is the money coming from to provide this program?
So this is. The money is coming from the general fund of the school district. And by expanding, we're not just providing free breakfast. We've also greatly expanded our community eligibility provision schools. We call that CEP. And those are our lowest income schools. We have 20 of them, and they get free breakfast and free lunch. And that program is funded mostly by the federal government, along with some support by the general fund.
In your opinion, Christy, how necessary was this new initiative for your students in the district?
Oh, it just felt like a lifeline for our families. Families struggle for a lot of reasons. We want kids to be successful. We want them to fully participate in all the wonderful things going on in our classrooms. And this just felt like a real lifeline for our community. I couldn't be happier.
Getting back to the point of some of the comments we've seen online about people being upset about the school district offering free breakfast, how do you plan to combat that? Because this is not going to be the end of the criticism of schools providing free breakfast, especially when people now know, well, now this money's coming from the general fund of the school district. I mean, shouldn't that be used, for books and academic materials, not breakfast?
Well, districts have to make those hard decisions when setting budgets. When setting budgets are difficult. There's only so much money. And, our district luckily has made the decision that through experience, through our year of going through Universal Free and COVID, we saw the benefits. We saw what's possible when kids have access to nutrition. And it's we've made the decision that it's worth it, that we think this is money well spent and that our children will reap the benefits.
You know, that's interesting when you take that school year during COVID, right? Where there was free breakfast, free lunch, because of this federal program, that you were able to see what this can do for students and how it can impact their success. So was that almost in your mind, almost like a blessing in disguise? I mean, here we all go through this, you know, this pandemic. We don't, I mean, and everything that happened to schools, but was this almost maybe a silver lining that you didn't expect?
Ever since that year, we've been trying to figure out how to get back there and carefully monitoring the USDA. I think the whole nation was hopeful that the USDA could bring it back somehow and find the funding because this was a nationwide benefit. But we've been trying to find ways to get there again. And, you know, this is a baby step. This is for breakfast for all students. This is a baby step for us. But I think we're going to see significant impacts. We're already getting for all the negative comments, the concerns that our community has about the way this is being funded. I'm receiving overwhelming feedback from families that this is greatly needed, greatly appreciated, and that probably far in a way, people are commenting to me that this is where they would rather see their federal money going, their tax dollars going, to support kids.
So if students want to take advantage of the free breakfast, Christy, is there anything they have to do? Or since it is just open to all students, I mean, again, it goes back to that, let's break down the stigma of it, right? They don't have to sign up. Nobody has to know whether they're on a free or reduced plan or not.
That's correct. We've been working with our school communities all last spring and during the summer to increase access points. So kids just need to show up. And we're going to, each school is going to be sharing, you know, what's changed in their school and how and where to access meals. It's just that easy. They just need to get in line and enjoy a breakfast.
Well, Christy, I thank you so much for coming in and talking to us a little bit more in depth about this new program. Appreciate your time.
Gemma, thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded Podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.